Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy today, perhaps some flurry and or shower activities the rest of the way. We'll have a high near 32. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, there were a handful of air shows that took place along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, thanks at the time to Congressman Les Aspin's political clout. Today, Wisconsin Congressman John Duffy wants to make it easier for special events, military flyovers. Instead of them getting bogged down in red tape at the Pentagon, he's pushing for more local control.
We take the authority away from the bureaucrats in Washington and in the Pentagon and give our National Guard generals in every state the authority to decide what events get what flyovers.
Congressman Duffy says many of the flyovers could be chalked up as just military training missions, so there's no extra cost to taxpayers. His bill is currently in need of co-sponsors. All across the country tonight, it is a concentrated effort to count those who don't have a home. The tally's tied into federal funding, which could help. Alice Stockton Rossini has more.
Volunteers are being trained for tonight's annual one-night count of homeless people. It's called the Hope Count and used to calculate how much federal funding cities will receive. Homeless groups complain many go unaccounted for during the two-hour count, but officials say it's approved by HUD and used nationwide. This year's number is expected to be much higher. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
In Milwaukee, Mayor Tom Barrett delivering an optimistic message in his State of the City address this morning, claiming more good things are happening in Wisconsin's biggest city than any other place in the state, including that more residents are working than at any point since 2001. In his comments, the mayor acknowledged plenty of challenges, but he also said, "Together we have to put Milwaukee on a strong foundation, and we can address and overcome anything that stands in our way." Black Bear Bottling moved to Oak Creek in 2001 from St. Francis and has been named the 2015 Business of the Year by the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce, given to a successful business that also contributed to the community. Black Bear Bottling has been around since 1921. A news release from the chamber says 90 years later, the family-owned business started producing 20,000 cases every day instead of the previous 90,000 cases a year. 10 vehicles considered a total loss after they went through the ice on Lake Geneva over the weekend. You probably heard and or saw this. Parked there by people attending the big Winterfest celebration, drawing quite a crowd, of course, and which led to street parking being at a premium. AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams pointing out there's been no consistency when it comes to cold this winter. Conditions were above the seasonal norms at the time.
And only 6% of the whole Great Lakes region is ice-covered right now. Totally different from the way it was last year at this time.
15 vehicles into the water, 5 drivable after being pulled ashore. One alderman claimed there was plenty of parking available off the lake, others questioning why so many people would even risk parking on the ice, considering it was warmer than normal, though it has been done in the past when it's colder. And a couple in Polk County facing some criminal charges. They were found highly intoxicated in their pickup truck, the woman's 9-year-old daughter behind the wheel. Jason Roth, Amanda Eggert, pleading not guilty to charges of reckless endangerment of safety and neglecting a child. Eggert also charged with battery to an EMT and to a firefighter, as well as disorderly conduct. Court records indicate the arresting sheriff's deputy stunned to see the young girl behind the wheel. Former Kenosha County Sheriff's Department Direct Supervision Officer Jonathan Kwiatkowski scheduled to make a court appearance this afternoon after his weekend arrest from a Kenosha Police Department investigation. Kwiatkowski was hired as the Direct Supervision Officer at the Kenosha Detention Center in January of 2009, but last October he resigned during an internal investigation involving Sheriff's Department policy violations. A request for assistance from KPD led to the investigation and then his arrest. Per a long-standing reciprocity agreement, Kwiatkowski was placed in the Racine County Jail, where he will be taken for his intake court appearance this afternoon. Over the Wisconsin border in Lake County, Illinois, the sheriff's office there investigating a likely gang-related shooting. It happened at a bowling alley in Zion. The male victim shot in the head and the leg, a deputy applying a tourniquet to the leg wound due to heavy bleeding. A news release indicates several hundred people fled from that bowling alley on Sheridan Road. It's about 8 miles south of the state line. The initial report suggesting the incident, a dispute between rival street gangs. Democratic State Representative Corey Mason of Racine says it's hard for his constituents who need the help to understand why Governor Walker will not support legislation to allow the refinancing of student loan debt.
That's not a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. It's not an independent thing. I mean, when I talk to people who are paying their loans off, whether they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, they just don't understand why they can't refinance their loan the way you could a car loan or mortgage. And you know, unfortunately, the governor has decided to dismiss that idea. But it's It's the idea that would cost taxpayers the least and give the most relief to student loan borrowers.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mason says other states are doing now what the governor claims won't work based on failed attempts, but even neighboring Minnesota has gone this route. And nomination of the Walker Manufacturing Company's Ajax plant at 1520 Clark Street in Racine for the National Register of Historic Places is on the agenda this evening for the Landmarks Preservation Commission. Walker Manufacturing originated in the city 100 years ago this year. It acquired the Ajax Auto Parts Company in 1929. Tonight's Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting will include a presentation by South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman on the response times that relate to the closure of the Lake Park Fire Station 2 years ago. It was a few weeks back that Stedman strongly denied the change has impacted those times to the point there's any danger in the community, as some people have claimed since it happened, and even now some candidates for public office. At that time, Chief Stedman and his staff said the closure of Lake Park had to do with a shifting population and the cost of maintaining that facility on Sheridan Road. Two recommendations for upgrading Kennedy Drive in Kenosha will be considered by the Board of Parks Commissioners this evening. City hired Ayers Associates to develop alternatives for the road between 38th and 44th Streets. Both presented this evening call for resurfacing the existing 22 feet of roadway with striping to allow two-way traffic. Option A includes future improvements that would remove the gravel east of the roadway and replace it with a picnic area. Option B improvements could include paving for parallel parking along the road and a landscaped pedestrian promenade on the east side. A seventh operating a motor vehicle under the influence arrest for a woman from Racine County all the way up north in Washburn County. 56-year-old Stephanie Bogut of Union Grove heading south on Highway 63 when a state trooper observed her vehicle go over the center line toward oncoming traffic. A field sobriety test led to a blood draw at a local hospital and then off to jail. A DOT news release indicates Bogut was also arrested for not installing an ignition interlock device on her vehicle and for operating after revocation. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections developed what's called a pollinator protection plan. It offers science-based recommendations to anybody with land that can provide a habitat for bees. The agency's Donna Gilson says pollinators are not only a key in growing our food, they also represent millions of dollars in added crop values and thousands of jobs here in the state.
Many people just think honeybees. We also have about 400 species of wild bees in Wisconsin. We have 20 species of bumblebees alone. So we're trying to improve habitat for those species, all of them, whether they're managed or wild.
She says the goals of the plan include outreach about pollinator-friendly practices. Gateway Technical College to be announcing details this week of its Gateway Promise during a gathering that will take place on the Racine campus. This is designed to help ensure that all students seeking an education within the district are able to do so. Specifics of the scholarship program will be outlined Thursday morning in the S.C. Johnson Student Life Center in the Racine building. It'll also be presented live on the GTC website. State Department of Public Instruction, meanwhile, has got a public hearing in Racine Thursday afternoon on changes already made to the Parental Choice Voucher Program by the legislature in the current state budget. It surrounds implementation and administration of the program specifically for Racine, but also for the state overall. It's scheduled from 4:30 till 6 p.m. in the gymnasium of Trinity Lutheran Church and School on Geneva Street. Focus of the hearing on audits the schools in the Racine Choice program have to complete. Anybody who cannot attend, though, could still submit something in writing to Carl Bryan, that's B-R-Y-A-N, at dpi.wi.gov. Incidentally, Carl Bryan is a former Kenosha school board member. Well, one of the problems outgoing Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman leaves on the table for his successor is mass transit. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Mayor Bosman believes significant improvements in mass transit for the greater Kenosha area won't be possible until the population increases.
As the density continues to grow, I think it makes more sense 20 years from now, 50 years from now, certainly. We'll look more like Evanston than we do now.
Bosman declining a third term, noting Governor Walker and the Republican-controlled legislature killed the high-speed trains proposal between Chicago and Madison and the commuter rail line between Kenosha and Milwaukee. The new mayor of Kenosha will be chosen April the 5th, that race between Alderman Bob Johnson and former mayor John Antaramian. A couple of changes with regard to the LaunchBox Business Development Resource Program, now run through Gateway Technical College. This involves partner community organizations supporting City of Racine entrepreneurs, inventors, and business owners. During a recent meeting of the city's Redevelopment Authority, Thalia Mendez noted that she has moved in to replace Kristen Nemec, and she has a background that includes more than 7 years with the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative, which is one of the many partners. She talked about discussions with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and funding toward accelerator programming, while Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski pointed out the proposed contract with Gateway for LaunchBox this year, again just under $100,000, but it will be half that amount in 2017.
This is the last year that we'll be funding this, the LaunchBox at this level at $99,000. We're going to be doing more cost sharing with Gateway in the years to come, and so for 2017, we're budgeted at the $50,000 cost share on this. And so our cost share is coming down, but Gateway is also upping their commitment to the program.
The Racine Finance Committee has the same issue on its agenda this evening. City money toward LaunchBox is in the capital budget through intergovernmental revenue sharing. The Racine Community Foundation has given Safe Haven of Racine, a sheltering organization to help abused and runaway kids, a $15,000 grant targeted at helping at-risk middle school students with their studies. It's called the Student Engagement Program, and Safe Haven leadership believes this can be expanded with some additional outside resources to offer even more help for this student age group than in the past. A continuing decline of students in Kenosha Unified Schools next year, the focus of a report going to the school board's Personnel Policy Committee tomorrow evening. The initial projection is based on enrollment trends, birth rates, and other data. The report suggesting a total decrease of 251 students in the district for the 2016-17 school term. District specialty schools, however, projecting an enrollment increase of 138 students, mainly due to the expansion of K-Tech, the online program. All right, your weather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.